Blog Talk Radio.
Can I get a feature, please?
Yeah. Let's get it. All the way.
We got London on the track.
Yeah. I got this shit out of the mud. I took the hard way. No internet shit. I used to trap out apartments. We did it the hard way. Dino Brown with the set. Making plays out the back. At the table, breaking down the peas while my niggas stole with. Yeah, I know these niggas don't like me. I know these bitches don't like me. Know a few niggas who switched on they niggas when they hit the town while they serving indictments. I'm keeping it real. Fuck you the pit, how these niggas gon' squeal. Heard he want beef, I'ma cut on the grill. Posting no status and typing no threats, so don't ask me no question when niggas get killed. Yeah, I be so tired of the fake shit. I probably should stay off the internet. Dick rag, they ain't into that. I'm trying to grab to a 50 pack. Trying to take out with the mule shit. Gotta remind them who do the shit. These niggas communities, the way that they tend up their character, depending on who they with. I had dreams of living lavish, 100,000 in the mattress. Blood put the pack on the road. I just be praying that she don't get caught up in traffic. Take one more loss and this shit'll be tragic. Trap out this bucket, ain't thinking about fashion. I'm trying to eat while you niggas is fasting. Blam back so crazy, my hustle we lasted.
Yeah. That right there, Hardaway Freestyle by the homeboy D. Brown. We are here live on the Dopeness interview series brought to you by USA Blog Network. I, of course, Carl BFM Jones, bring you nothing but the dopest independent artists, sign artists. And today we got, man, just one of the best, just grinding. Same hustle, new money. What's going on, D?
What's the word, big dog?
Man, can't call it. Just jam to this, put a ring on it. We're going to get into that. Before we get into it, though, okay. Just want to hear, you know, where you've been, how you came up in the game, and what brought you to this point right here in your career.
Man, I've been grinding for a long time. I've been writing music for a while. It's been a long process, man, just trying to figure this game out. It's like putting a puzzle together, man. There's so many pros and cons to the game, so you just got to navigate through, you know what I'm saying? You pay for a lot of lessons you learned on the way. But I'm finally at a point where I feel like shit is starting to make more sense for me. And, you know, just trying to put it together, make shit go to the next level.
Okay. How long have you been doing it? When did you get your foot in the game?
Man, I've been writing since I was about 12. I recorded my first song at, like, 16 to 17 when I was in high school. By the fact, the summer before my senior year. And once I recorded all summer with my homie Hollywood. And shit, when I went back to school that senior year, I dropped the mixtape and I ain't looked back since.
There you have it. Now, as far as your brand, cause you got the clothing line, you got a hashtag SHNM, same hustle, new money. What's the origins of that whole movement?
To be honest, man, it really went back to some like MySpace shit, man. Anybody old enough to, you know what I'm saying, still fuck with MySpace, well, used to fuck with MySpace, but shit, that just was my name on MySpace. I think I had heard Lil Wayne say that in one of his songs. It just was like a little line he used, and I just took to that phrase. Cause I just respected it so much, like with the way I came up. And then the older I got, you know what I'm saying, I just was like, yo, this is dope. So I just started doing what I need to do to like actually make it a full brand, you know what I'm saying, copyright and LLC and everything like that. So, but it was inspired by Lil Wayne, though, one of my favorite artists.
You got Lil Wayne as inspiration. Name whoever else who you basically came up on or inspired you to actually see that, hey man, this can be done. You can, you know, make a business out of music. You can feed your family off of your craft. Who are some other inspirational people out there for you?
I always took to Jeezy, you know what I'm saying? Just like I said, I grew up in the streets. So, you know, just hearing somebody come from the streets and just become a mogul, you know what I'm saying? That was big to me. Rick Ross, too, that was another one of my, you know what I'm saying, my idols, you know what I'm saying? I grew up just paying attention to the way they move from when they first came into the game to, you know, just transcending from just the music to just business on so many levels and investments and stuff like that, you know, just to take it to the next level, you know. I always respect that.
Yeah, salute. All right, so now fast forward, you've been pushing the single, the hot single, Put a Ring on It, and I'm pretty sure, like, the ladies are really gravitated towards this one because it's, like, some real love-making music, you know, like, some real man, you know, some grown-up swag on this one right here, man.
The ladies
so,
love it.
So, yeah, just speak on, like, actually creating the song. Like, how did you think of the concept? And just let us know what's going on with it.
So the concept, when it started off, I got the beat from my homie Eli G. We actually got a whole project coming out. He produced the whole project. He just sent me beats all the time. And, you know, when I be in my slump and not motivated to work, he'd send me, like, a little beat pack. And, you know, this was one of the beats. And when I heard it, had that nice vibe to it, and I thought about my homies Menace. They're from Gary, Indiana, where I'm from, but they stay in Atlanta now. They're in Atlanta doing their thing. When I heard it, it just was like a little cadence in my head, but I couldn't really put a hook to it. So I was like, I shouted to them, and I'm like, yo, like, check this out, you know what I'm saying? Let me know what y'all come up with, you know what I'm saying? And they shot it back, and you know what I'm saying? I was already in that type of vibe. I just couldn't word the hook how I wanted to, but when they sent it back, I'm like, this is the type of mode I was already in, you know what I'm saying? So it came out well. The ladies love it because it's a nice cross between street and romantic, you know what I'm saying? You got that hungerness, you know what I'm saying? You got that, you know what I'm saying, that raspiness or whatever, but at the same time, you know, you still got that love-making feel to it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know what? Let's go ahead and rock out to it real quick, give them a little taste of it, and then come right back and talk more about it. If you can introduce it for me.
Already, yeah. It's your boy, D. Brown, a.k.a. Mr. St. Hustle New Money. Instagram, St. Hustle New Money. It's a new record just dropped on all platforms, wherever you stream your music at, called Put a Ring on It, featuring Menace Mania.
All right, let's get it.
Yeah.
I run the streets in the daytime. I know where to be when it's nighttime. You need me, then hit me on FaceTime. Whenever you call, it's the right time. Money missing, doing intermissions. Probably slide on you, catch you in the kitchen. No time for talking, cause I'm on the move. Probably bent you over while you doing dishes. Sound like Pilates and stretching shit. She said she like that aggressive shit. Sick of these lines on the medicine. All of the D that I'm peddling. Dope, 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 dope. She told me she like getting choked. Undertaker with the choke sound, then I'm probably jumping off the rope. Tell me, shawty, how you like me now? Certified plumber, how I pipe it down. When we finish, she go get the towel. I ain't talking Boosie, how she wipe me down. Got a crush and said she like my style. If I make you mine, probably take a while. I'm a king and I'ma hold it down. So if you my queen, you gotta pick the crown.
Shake that thing, let it swing. Baby, throw it back. I lay back.
Trying to be petty, but none of them niggas, you know, I'm with us. Yeah, I'm on my own time.
Yeah.
I got it. Let me talk my shit. I'ma put a ring on it. One ahead, I'ma fend for it. Baby, show me how your heart stack. Toot it up while you lean for it. Good pussy, I'ma need for it. Baby girl, I know you got that. I'm all in it going crazy. Beat it up while you rock back. I am so good as to why that this shit is so good, I don't understand. I never encountered no pussy like this, baby girl, you know I ain't the man. Got you off the liquor, I'm tryna fuck you so good that you can't even stand. Got you fainting for a nigga, you want it again and again.
Shake that thing, let it swing, baby throw it back. I lay back, just admire how you make it clap. I lay you down, choke you up, go just how you like. Ooh shit, pussy good, about to make me wipe. I'ma put a ring on, I'ma put a ring on, I'ma put a ring on. Spread them legs and let me sing on. I'ma put a ring on, I'ma put a ring on, I'ma put a ring on.
Ooh. Ooh.
That's heat. Hey,
you
boy.
With it?
Man, you got a hit right there. I'm pretty sure you already know it.
All right, that's what they're saying.
Man, real talk. GCI, Power 92, everybody needs to pick this one up.
Yeah, we gotta do our part, man. Get it to everybody and make sure everything's situated. A lot of times people be thinking it's just supposed to take off, how it's supposed to take off. But you know, you gotta do your part too. Make sure you getting into the right people, getting into the right people's hands, you know what I'm saying, contacting the right people and doing what you're supposed to do.
Man, church. Alright, so that right there was Put a Ring on It by D Brown featuring Manish Mania. Who was on that hook?
Oh, that was my little homie Danny from Manish Mania.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That was fire. Like, everything,
man,
was on
talented.
Point, dog.
Everything.
From the beat to the vocals to the bars, like both verses off the chain. So hats off for that one.
Appreciate it, bro. Appreciate it.
Alright, so as far as like putting a ring on it, in your personal life, like has that occurred as of yet or?
Nah, not yet. In due time though.
Okay, so you know what it is. You got to get in this put a ring on it mode when time comes.
Yeah, well,
this might be like the wedding song or something.
Look, hey, one of my homies just told me, he said, man, you should have dropped this early so I could have got married to it. My homie Tess. I'm like, man,
right.
Crazy, bro.
You talking about like walking down the aisle while Manish
is
going
like,
off?
Yeah, I'm like, that's what I'm assuming, man. He's fooling, man. I'm like, man, you can't walk to the aisle like this, man. Your girl parents gonna go crazy.
You talking about bending it up, busting it open while she's washing the dishes and.
Look, man, motherfucking parents, somebody parenting at the wedding, the parents and the bride is not gonna be happy.
Yeah, but that's that real love, though, man. That's like behind the scenes, like like couples, like how we get now.
Yeah, it's organic, bro. We living in a different time. You know, you can't expect. I feel like with this record, it's a dope record for the way love and the way life go now. Like everything ain't. You know, so of course I love like the old school '90s and stuff like that because I rap over like a lot of samples and stuff too. But this was like a nice bridge between street music and R&B. In my opinion, I think it was a good bridge of that.
Yeah, it's a nice blend of genres. Okay, so as far as the Put a Ring on It, I'm pretty sure you got more music coming up. Is Put a Ring on It a part of a project for us to look out for?
Yes, sir. I will definitely be tapping back in with you very soon. This project drop. I'm coming to you first. I got to deal with this record, and we're gonna bring a whole project back. The producer that produced this project. I said my homie Eli G, he produced, we got a whole project together. It's pretty much a collab project between me and him. He the producer, and you know what I'm saying, I did all the tracks or whatever. I got a couple features on there, but for the most part, man, I named the project Eli Made Me Do It because he was constantly sending me beats in my slump, and then I record to him, and I send the records back, and he's like, yo, like, why you not putting these out? You know, so he like, bro, you need to put these out. So I'm like, bet, like, you know, I'm just going ahead and put all these tracks that you send me. I got plenty songs, but I was like, I'm gonna take all the tracks that he produced, and I'm gonna just put on the track because he been motivating me. Every time I be in a slump, he motivated me by sending me some heat. So We named the project Eli Made Me Do It. We're getting our final touches up on the artwork, the last little mix and the master, and we're going to go from there.
All right, you heard it here. Eli Made Me Do It. Chi-Town's finest. So the album, Eli Made Me Do It, we can look out for that. Any performances coming up, because I would love to see Put a Ring on It. Like, I'm pretty sure the crowd just go crazy for a performance,
man,
on this one.
I performed it one time before on tour last year. That was this year. It was this year. It was early in the year, like February. I performed it on tour, whatever, and the ladies was going crazy. So, but yeah, I got a show coming up. Just locked in with Don Q. So I'm in Chicago, January 4th at the Astoria Lounge. And man, I'm trying to put another tour together for 2019. So I want to hit Houston again. I want to hit Dallas. The whole Texas region always show me love. I want to hit Cali again. Colorado always show love. Arizona. So I'm really trying to lock these dates back in and put another tour together. Keep it going from now.
Hey, man, y'all heard it here, man. I appreciate you taking time out Tuesday to come on and speak with us about the song and everything you got going on in your life, man. Nothing but good things. Make sure y'all support good music, man. It's a real movement. Same hustle, new money. Put a Ring on It. It's out right now. So you can go to iTunes, Spotify, whatever you got, just go to it and search Put
there,
a Ring on It
that.
By D. Brown. Download that joint and support good music, man. Hats off to you, bro.
Appreciate it, bro. Appreciate it. Thank you for having me, man.
There you have it. All right. So make sure y'all follow the homeboy. He's on all social media platforms. You know, Instagram is Same Hustle New Money. On Twitter, D_Brown8732. And, of course, on Facebook is D-Brown. And if you're listening to his behind-the-scenes interview, basically you have the links to it. It's all posted on the same blog site on the actual radio podcast. So just click on them, download them, follow the movement. It's Church on the Move. All right? And for you all who haven't already followed USA Blog Network, make sure y'all do so accordingly at USA Blog Network. Until next time, the Dopeness Interview Series, and this is proven, we bring you nothing but the dopest and independent hip-hop, R&B, man, just talent, dog. Hats off to you, brother.
Appreciate it, man. Same to you.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Shake that thing, let it swing, baby, throw it.